Blog Talk Radio. on your own way. Hang out on your own way.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I would like to thank each and every one of you for joining me, everybody that's online and everybody that's on the phone. Thank you so much. I hope that this word tonight will bless you. The song that I opened up with was Holy by Kim Walker, followed by Lord, I Need You by Chris Tomlin. The word tonight will be coming from Genesis 35, verses 16 through 18. Also, Genesis 37, verses 2 through 27, as well as Judges 11, 1 through 3. Beginning with Genesis 35, verses 16 through 18. They left Bethel. They were still quite a ways from Ephraim when Rachel went into labor, hard labor. When her labor pains were at their worst, the midwife said to her, "Don't be afraid. You have another boy." With her last breath, for she was now dying, she named him Benoni, son of my pain. But his father named him Benjamin, son of good fortune. I read that to you just for a little background check. Also tonight, you need to know that I'm reading from the Message translation. Switching over to Genesis 37. Starting with verse 2. This is the story of Jacob. The story continues with Joseph, 17 years old at the time, helping out his brothers in the herding the flocks. These were his half-brothers, actually, the son of his father's wives, Bella and Zilpha. And Joseph brought his father's bad reports on them. Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was a child of his old age. And when he made him an elaborate embroidered coat, when his brothers realized that their father loved him more than them, they grew to hate him. They wouldn't even speak to him. Joseph had a dream. When he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. He said, "Listen to this dream I had. We were all in the field gathering bundles of wheat. All of a sudden, my bundle stood up straight, and your bundle circled around it and bowed down to mine." His brother said, "So you're going to rule us? You're going to boss us around? And they hated him more than ever because of his dreams and the way he talked. He had another dream and told this one also to his brothers. "I dreamed another dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars bowed down to me." When he told it to his father and brothers, his father recommended him with "What's with all this dreaming? Am I and your mother and your brothers all supposed to bow down to you?" Now, his brothers were really jealous, because his father brooded over the whole business. Verse 12 through 13. His brothers had gone off to Shem, where they were pasturing their father's flocks. Israel said to Joseph, "Your brothers are with flocks in Shem. Come, I want to send you to them." Joseph said, "I'm ready." He said, "Go and see how your brothers and the flocks are doing, and bring back a report." He sent him off from the valley of Hebron to Shem. A man met him as he was wandering through the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" Verse 16, "I'm trying to find my brothers. Do you have any idea where they are grazing their flocks?" The man said, they've left here, but I overheard them say, let's go to Dothan. So Joseph took off, tracked his brothers down, and found them in Dothan. They spotted him off in the distance. By the time he got to them, they had cooked up a plot to kill him. The brothers were saying, here comes that dreamer. Let's kill him and throw him into one of these old citrons. We can say that a vicious animal ate him up. We'll see what his dreams amount to. Reuben heard the brothers talking and intervened to save him. We're not going to kill him. No murder. Go ahead and throw him into the citron out here in the wild. But don't hurt him. Reuben planned to go back and later get him out and take him back to his father. When Joseph reached his brothers, they ripped off his fancy coat that he was wearing, grabbed him, and threw him into the citron. The citron was dry. There wasn't any water in it. 25-26. Then they sat down to eat their supper. Looking up, they saw a caravan of Ishmaelites on their way from Gilead, their camels loaded with spices, ornaments, and perfumes to sell in Egypt. Judah said, brothers, what are we going to get out of killing our brother and concealing the evidence? Let's sell him to the Ishmaelites, but let's not kill him. He is, after all, our brother, our own flesh and blood. His brothers agreed. Switching once again to Judges. Thank God for technology. 1-3. Jephthah the Gileadite was a tough warrior. He was a son of a whore, but Gilead was his father. Meanwhile, Gilead's legal wife had given him other sons, and when they grew up, his wife's sons threw Jephthah out. They told him, you're not going to get any of our family inheritance. You're the son of another woman. So Jephthah fled from his brothers and went to live in the land of Tob. The name of tonight's message is The Family That Can't Stay Together. And it's dealing with broken families and strife within families that creates broken families, of course. Because as you can tell in both of the texts, Joseph couldn't stay with his brothers, and Jephthah couldn't stay with his brothers, his father, as well. He had to get out. The Bible says it's not good for a man to be alone, and how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity, all of which proves that humanity was designed to not do it alone. Psalm 68:6 says, he says the lonely in families. We as people crave, desire, need a connection to other people. We were all designed to be a part of a family unit. Joseph craved, desired, sought after the attention, approval of his older brothers day after day to no avail. Judges 37:2 from the Message Bible. And when I read this verse, it just stuck out in my spirit. And Joseph brought his father bad reports on them, his half-brothers. Whatever it is that they are holding against you will only be made worse if you feed into it. Whatever it is they are holding against you, it will only be made worse if you feed into it. And Joseph brought his father bad reports, it's plural, on them, meaning this was a repeated action. Do not be the carrier of conflict within the family. If they hate you, let them hate you without reason. Do not be the carrier of conflict within the family. If they hate you, let them hate you without reason. And you know how I do on prolific fire. If I feel that someone needs it in their spirit, I'll keep repeating until they get it. And I may go back a verse or go up a verse. It depends on however God gave it to me to flow. So this is how we're going tonight. And I hope somebody will be blessed from this word on tonight. Genesis 37, verses 3 and 4. Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was a child of his old age. Some of you can relate. You feel as if you were born at a certain time. Perhaps if you were the oldest child or youngest child, you would have been treated better. We come against the spirit of misplacement tonight. God placed you in that family just where he wanted you to be. You hear me? God placed you in that family just where he wanted you to be. You are not misplaced. Let me say that again for somebody, because you can relate. You feel as though if you were born at a certain time, perhaps if you were the oldest or youngest child, you would have been treated better. We come against the spirit of misplacement tonight. God placed you in that family just where he wanted you to be. You are not misplaced. Genesis 37 and 3. Israel loved Joseph more than his other sons. Parents, if you are knowingly loving one of your kids more than the other and are deliberately showing favoritism, God says you are sowing discord among siblings. Stop it. God says, parents, if you are knowingly loving one of your kids more than the other and are deliberately showing favoritism, you are sowing discord among the siblings. Stop it. Israel loved Joseph. Israel loved Joseph more than any of the other sons because he was a child of his old age, and he had made him an elaborate embroidered coat. Sometimes when people appear to be the center of attention, it's because they are in need of attention. Sometimes when people appear to be the center of attention, like all eyes on them, like they the favorite one out of the whole bunch, it's because they need attention. And maybe the reason why you're not the favorite is because God knows that you don't need it. You're stronger than that. Sometimes the person that appears strong is weak, and sometimes the person that appears weak is actually strong. When his brothers realized that their father loved him more than them, they grew to hate him. They did what? They grew to hate him. I thought that was interesting, because that means that they did not start out feeling that way about Joseph. But over time, just like God said, the seed of discord was sown, and they grew to hate him. We come against all spirits of discord tonight. Genesis 37 and verse 4. They grew to hate him. They wouldn't even speak to him. The worst thing that can be done to somebody seeking attention or approval is to stop talking to them. A word for somebody. There's a family member that has shut off communication with you when all you wanted was their approval. God says all you want is for your mom or dad to approve of the life you have created for yourself. God says all you want is for your mom or dad to approve of the life you have created for yourself. Genesis 37, verses 5 through 7. Joseph had a dream. When he told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. He said, listen to this dream I had. Genesis 37, verse 9. Again, I'm reading from the Message Bible. He had another dream and told this one also to his brothers. Joseph wanted his brothers' attention, approval so bad, he went to them sharing what was on his heart repeatedly. Of course, they received him and the words of his heart, dreams, wrong. There is a husband. You hear me? There's a husband who thinks his wife rambling on is meaningless. sir, she is trying to connect with you. There is a husband who thinks his wife's rambling on is meaningless. She comes to you and she just talks and talks and talks, and to you that is meaningless. But, sir, she's trying to connect with you. Do not discourage her from sharing her heart, her dreams. She is upset with you right now because, like Joseph's brothers, you keep receiving her wrong. Do not discourage her from sharing her heart, her dreams. She is upset with you right now because, like Joseph's brothers, you keep receiving her wrong. I know somebody needed that because I can feel it. Receive. Let's switch to Judges 11. Remember, the Bible says Jephthah was a tough warrior, the son of Gilead, born to Gilead, his father, through the womb of a whore. Plus, Jephthah's father had a legal wife and children, and children who threw him out when they grew up, stating, "You will not get none of our inheritance. You are from another woman." No matter how tough you are, when family is the one that is coming against you, it hurts. No matter how tough you are, when family is the one that's coming against you, it hurts. This is for somebody. You have tried for years to redeem yourself and prove you are worthy of existence in that family. Try no more. That's right, try no more. God called you to be, not your mother, not your father, but God called you to be, and therefore your inheritance is in him. Your heart, even as an adult, feels much like this. And this comes from Psalms 73, verses 25 and 26 in the New King James. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God says, through it all, hold your peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. God says, you are my child. Finally, in closing, God says, remember, what they have done to you might be legal in the earth realm, but in the spirit realm, I count it as illegal. Somebody needs that. God says, remember, what they have done to you might be legal in the earth realm, but in the spirit realm, I count it as illegal. And that's all God gave me for tonight. I hope somebody was blessed from that word. Right now I'm going to play Come Just As You Are. If there's anybody online that desires prayer, you can match one at this time. Or if you have a comment, I would be glad to pray with you or just say hello. Well, thank you all for being there. I'm going to play Come Just As You Are. And right after that, we will be led in prayer by Prophetess Pate.
Spirit.
participate you on the air.
Yes. We're giving praises to God. We want to thank and praise God for the radio listeners. We thank and praise God for those that's on the air. And I'm going to pray for different families from different things. And ask your hearts are open to receive. I ask you to ask God to come into your heart and ask God to do whatever is going on in your family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come by once more again. Thanking and praise you, Lord God, for every family, Lord God. For family that's listening, Lord God. For those that's standing in the need of prayer, Lord God. Lord, maybe a sister or brother, Lord God, that have been communicating with each other for years, Lord God, all because of a dispute in the family, Lord God. We ask you to go in right now, God, and we ask you to heal the heart, heal the minds and the thoughts of your people, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bless them, Lord God, and mend them back together again. Mend that boy and that girl back together again. Mend that sister and that brother back together again. Mend that woman and her husband back together again. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, it may be hatred in the heart because of something was done, Lord God, it wasn't done right, Lord. We ask you to move anger, move attitude, move gratitude out of the way, Lord God. And we ask you to fix the situation, Lord. Fix it, Lord, like only you can, Lord God. And, Lord, we know that you will do it, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to even look up on that mom or that dad, Lord, maybe having a dispute against, Lord God, different against their children, Lord God. When, Lord God, we ask you to bless, Lord God, in that area. Man, that mom and that dad back together, Lord, that they will be able to raise that child, Lord God, like they're supposed to raise them, Lord. And, Lord, even look up on an uncle or auntie, Lord God, maybe having a dispute about something, Lord God. We ask you to touch them right now, Lord God. Man it back together again like it's supposed to be, Lord. We ask you to bless, Lord God. Lord, maybe, Lord God, that mom, Lord God, is Lord, going against her son or her daughter, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you to mend them back together again. Put love in their heart. Lord God, we bind every anger, every spirit that's not of you, Lord God. For you said we're supposed to love you one another, Lord God, as we have loved Christ, Lord God. Lord, get in their minds, in their heart, Lord. Teach them to love. Teach them to be, and teach them to do your will, Lord. And Lord God, we ask you to look upon a married couple, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bless that husband or that wife may be cheating, Lord God, and they can't forgive each other for that, Lord God. We ask you to come into their heart, Lord God. And we ask you to bring, Lord God, marriage back together, Lord God. Lord God, come into the heart, Lord God. For you did say in your word, Lord God, if you don't forgive, if you can't forgive them, if they can't forgive you, them, Lord God, Lord, we ask you to just bless right now, Lord God. Touch right now in every home. In every situation, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord God, help us to forgive one another. You said forgive ye one another, Lord, as you have forgiven us, Lord God. If they don't forgive each other, Lord, you're not going to forgive them. Do it right now, God. Teach them how to come into agreement with one another. Teach them how to, Lord, reason with each other. Teach them right now, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to touch that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, Lord. Look upon that sister, that brother, that uncle, that auntie. Look on that cousin, Lord. Lord, look upon them right now, Lord God. Maybe adopted family or something, Lord God. And, Lord God, the other child saying they're not being treated right because of that child. Lord, we bind that spirit, Lord God. Mend the families back together again. And do like only you can. Lord, someone out there, Lord God, is listening, got a broken heart because someone is holding on the past, Lord God. Lord God, you want them to let it go. Lord, we ask you to touch them right now, Lord God. And that's the only way they're going to move on, Lord. Do it, touch down, and deliver like only you can, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. And we give you all the honor, Lord. And we give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we ask you to touch every family, touch every person that we're listening, touch everybody that's going to tune on, and even, Lord, touch the ones, Lord God, that's just checking out what's Philippians 5 about. And, Lord, we ask you to do it for everyone, Lord God. Bless every household. Bless every church. Bless every member, Lord God, of the church. Just touch everybody, Lord God. And even, Lord, bless every bereavement family, Lord, that's going through, Lord God. We ask you to bless them. Good Lord God, wipe the tears away. Lord, give them peace of mind, Lord. Touch them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord God, I thank you. Thank you for being who you are and what you are, Lord, in our lives, before our lives. And Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn it back over to Prophet Stacy.
Thank you for praying, Prophet Pate. We receive that in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against the spirit of misplacement. We come against the spirit of discord. We pray for that person, Lord God, that feel like they're misplaced in their own family. They're uncomfortable in their own family. Help them to feel at home in their family, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, that you put them there for a reason, God. Begin to reveal your reason to them, Lord God. Let them see that you have a purpose for their lives, God, that you have no picks and chooses, God. There may be cliques within the family. That's a shame to say that, God, but some families are like that. There may be cliques within the family, God, but we bind that on tonight, Lord God, and we come against that, God. We ask that you make them be unified, Lord God, because you said in your word that it's good and it's pleasing for brothers to dwell together in unity, Lord God. And we know, by the way, brothers, you didn't just mean brothers. That's brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, or whatever, God. You want your family to dwell together, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bring about peace, Lord God. We come against every spirit of discord, Lord God, planted in children, Lord God, that when they grow up, they'll be hating each other, Lord God, because one was preferred over the other, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray on tonight, Lord God, that you'll let every child begin to see their own individuality, Lord God, and let them know that you made them special, God. And everybody has a special gift from you, Lord God. Let the parents begin to repent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Their parents that's listening, God, in the name of Jesus, that's favoring one child over the other, let them repent on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be no discord sown or growing up in the children, Lord God. We bind hatred, Lord God. We bind strife, Lord God. We bind everything, Lord God, that's against your word, Lord God. Everything that will stop your children from growing up happy, Lord God, and comfortable with themselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now for the marriages, God, if there's anything that's going on in the marriages, Lord God, that does not represent you, Lord God, let that husband listen to the wife, Lord God. Let that wife listen to the husband, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let them begin to love each other the way you love the church, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them respect each other. The Bible said, let them submit one to another, Lord God, in you, Lord God. So let them submit one to another, Lord God. Not just the wife submit to the husband, but they should submit one to another. That means they got to respect each other. They got to honor each other, Lord God. They got to do what's best for each other, Lord God, because they're in it together, Lord God. Help that marriage to pull, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. By pulling, I mean help them to hold on and just to pull the heaviness, Lord God, that they're feeling like right now, Lord God. Help them to pull that heaviness free, Lord God, that they may get to a place in their marriage, Lord God, that there's peace, Lord God, that there's no heaviness, Lord God, that there's lightness, Lord God, and they feel your spirit flowing in them, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. begin to let your people, Lord God, not just husbands and wives, Lord God, but your people everywhere, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, they're suffering from a broken heart within family, Lord God. Let them begin to hunger and thirst after your righteousness, Lord God, that they may be filled from the inside, from what they're missing on the outside. Mama may not be treating them right. Daddy may not be treating them right, Lord God. But if they get filled with you, I declare on tonight that they will be treated right in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for moving on tonight. I thank you for setting somebody free on tonight. I thank you for drying somebody's tears on tonight, because I know somebody can relate to that word. Somebody feels just like Joseph. They've been chasing their older brother, or maybe it was a father they was chasing, Lord God, trying to get that approval from that person, and that person denied them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Perhaps they feel like Jephthah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They was born out of wedlock, and they came into the family, and they ain't never been received right, in the name of Jesus. But I want them to know tonight, God, that you are reversing things, Lord God. They may not never fit into that family, God, but if they'll repent and come to you, if they don't know you. If they do know you, all they got to do is receive what I'm saying. But if they don't know you, Lord God, I ask that you help them to see who you are, that they may repent and come unto you, because, Lord God, you are better than any earthly father, Lord God. You're better than any earthly mother, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if your mother and father forsake you, you would take us in, Lord God. So I want somebody to know your mother, your father may not be treating you right, but God would take you in. There's still room for you. And if you want to come to Jesus on tonight, all you got to do is say a simple prayer. God, I'm in the middle of this family. I don't know what to do, but I understand that I need you. I need a Savior to heal my broken heart. I ask that you come into my life. Come into my life tonight and change me. I believe that you died for me and that you rose again, Lord God, that I can be free. And I want to feel that change. I want to feel it tonight in the name of Jesus. And just like that, he receives you. He receives you because he does not judge you. He already knew from the beginning of time what you would do, the mistakes you would make. He already knew all of that, but he loved you anyway. If nobody else don't love you unconditionally, remember that God does. And once again, I thank you all for joining me on tonight. That's the end of the message. I'm just going to give contact information right now, and I'm going to play a closing song for you all. Contact information, if you on Twitter and you want to follow me, you can do so at Prolific Fire, or if you're on Facebook, you can follow me at facebook.com/prophetessstacy. Or if you need prayer or private consultations in things of God, you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. It's Prolific Fire, just like this show. Or you can go to iTunes and catch up on all the past shows that you missed, if you missed any. Just go to iTunes and look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy if you're away from your computer. If not, you can always come back to this website, and it will let you listen to all of them. Once again, I appreciate your love and your support, and I love you as well. The last song that I'm going to play for tonight is called The Devil is a Liar. And this is a song that I play in my own life when I want to stick it to the devil, because the devil has told some of you all that you're not worthy, that God does not love you. Basically, he's used your own mind against you. He got into your thoughts and had you thinking all type of stuff. But I want you to know that God loves you, and the devil is a liar. I want this song to get in your spirit so strong. The next time the devil pulls something on you, the first thing out of your mouth is the devil is a liar, because he is. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. The Devil is a Liar, and it's by Misty Edwards.
I'm in love with God, and God's in love with me. This is who I am, and this is who I'll be, and that settles me completely. I'm in love with God, and God's in love with me. This is who I am, and this is who I'll be, and that settles it a holiness soul that rises up on the inside. I look self-pity in the eye, and I say, no. I look depression in the eye, and I say, no. Self-hatred in the face, and I say, no. The devil is a liar, and I won't buy it. No, I won't buy it. The devil is a liar, and I won't buy it.
Good night. Love you until next Monday. Be blessed.